It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Cloudy, the sky is gray and white and cloudy. Sometimes I think it's hanging down on me.
Well, we've had lots of cloudy weather lately, and there are more clouds in the forecast. But what about how clouds show up on the radar? Do they? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with our weather expert Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. In a moment, he's going to tell us all about what radar can and cannot see. First, though, let's get the forecast.
Well, no one's going to mistake this weekend for July. I'll tell you that much. Today we have some showers floating around, mainly offshore, lots of clouds, so, you know, an okay day. Temperatures getting up into the upper 60s. For most people, it'll be relatively dry, you know, much drier than yesterday. Saturday will be the transitional day. There'll be some clouds in the morning, but, you know, I think we'll have some long periods with no rain. I think the biggest potential for rain will be along the coast and the northern part of the state. So you go south, it'll probably be dry most of the day. But, you know, there will be some clouds, and I'll call it partly cloudy, highs 70, maybe low 70s. So it'll be the best day of the weekend. Then on Sunday, a very strong front will be coming in later in the day. So in the morning, you could probably eke something out, your run or some other fun thing outdoors. But a strong front will be coming in during the afternoon and evening, which will bring some substantial rain. So definitely the end of the day will be wet. And then as that front goes through, we'll get high pressure building behind it. So it looks better on Monday and Tuesday. It will be partly cloudy and temperatures getting up to around 70.
So let's talk about radar and what it can and cannot see. It can predict this rain, right?
Well, you know, we're coming into precipitation season, so it's very important to know what's on those radar screens that are shown on TV and on the web and on your favorite app. Well, the first thing to know is that radar is basically telling you where there's precipitation, and it actually can measure precipitation rate. So what you see on the radar screens when you watch TV or look at the web is that you see precipitation, but it's not precipitation at one level. You know, the radar beam is sloped up, and so the closer you are, the lower the precipitation is. The farther away, the higher. So it's not like you're seeing precipitation on a single level. You're not. You're seeing this sloping radar beam's view of where it's precipitating. And that beam gets pretty high by the time you get, let's say, 50 or 100 miles away. So that's the first thing to keep in mind. Mm. The second thing to keep in mind is radar does not see clouds. The wavelength we use for weather radar is very sensitive to precipitation, and particularly big droplets or big snow crystals or hail. We see those very well, but we cannot see the little droplets associated with clouds. So clouds are virtually invisible on any of the radars you see.
What about light rain, like drizzle?
Well, light rain or drizzle doesn't show up. Well, it does show up, but here's another problem. A lot of times it'll be drizzling and the radar doesn't show it. Drizzle tends to be very shallow. Drizzle forms out of low stratus and stratocumulus clouds that are lower in the atmosphere. And so very frequently, the radar beam is above the low drizzle. And so it hardly shows or doesn't show at all.
Hmm. And would having more radar in the area because of the sloping issue make the forecasting better or more accurate?
Well, that's a big issue for our area. It's not only the fact the radar is sloping up, but the radar is blocked by mountains. And so the radar, you know, single can't get through the Cascades or the Olympics. Now, we got one additional radar to fill an important hole, and that's the Langley Hill radar at Hoquiam that can see offshore. That's great, because before, we couldn't see offshore. But there's a lot of places we still can't see. For instance, there's almost no radar coverage along the Oregon coast. So basically south of around Newport, the radar coverage is nil. We cannot see what's going on offshore or along the coast. Another big problem is we don't have radars that can see along the eastern slopes of the Cascades. The Camino Island radar here on the west side, that's blocked by the Cascades. And the radars to the east, Spokane, Pendleton, are too far away. So this is a real problem. We can't see heavy thunderstorms in places like Wenatchee or Yakima. And another thing is these radars can see fires, big fire plumes of smoke and, you know, all kinds of material. Fires are observable on radar, and we don't have radars that see it in those crucial spots.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.